From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Sunday the country's resolve and commitment to its alliance with South Korea has never been stronger. He made the remarks at an Easter service with American troops. Press Secretary to the Vice President Mark Lauder tells VOA that as Mr. Pence travels the Asia-Pacific, he will, of course, be talking to leaders about North Korea and strengthening the region's relationship with the U.S.
The president's meeting last week with the president of China was a productive one, and we're seeing progress in China joining the world community in standing against the provocative actions of the North Koreans. That's obviously something that the vice president will bring up with our South Korean allies. But it's also part of a more global posture that we need from all of the global community standing up together. This is something that we need to work on together to confront the threat that is posed by North Korea.
And North Korea missile failure became known about an hour after the Pence party left Anchorage, Alaska, following a refueling stop with a long flight from Washington to Northeast Asia. And U.S. and South Korean officials say that the North Korean missile exploded during the launch Sunday. And it was a high-profile failure that comes as a powerful U.S. aircraft supercarrier approaches the Korean Peninsula in a show of force. According to the U.S. Pacific Command, the missile blew up almost immediately. It was launched near the country's submarine base in Sinpo in the province on the east coast of the country. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster arrived in Kabul Sunday for talks with Afghan leaders on security measures and assess the situation for American troops there on the ground. This is just days after a U.S. military attack on the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Christians around the world celebrate Easter the day after they believe Jesus rose from the dead. VOA's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Easter dawned in Jerusalem with the sunrise service at the Garden Tomb, where worshipers sang hymns of the resurrection. The setting is biblical. The scriptures say Jesus was buried in a garden and facing an ancient empty tomb carved into a rock. The congregation proclaimed that the Lord is risen. A short time later, bells summoned worshipers to Easter Mass at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. A fragrant cloud of incense rose into a golden rotunda inside the cavernous church as priests in festive robes chanted the Easter liturgy.
And again, that is VOA's Robert Berger. Australian Christians packed churches across the country on Easter Sunday to celebrate the Jesus resurrections from the dead on Easter Sunday, and the Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, told parishioners that those who are suffering through war and violence will be redeemed. The attack on Coptic churches in Egypt killed at least 45 people, and there was, in fact, high security as a result around churches and other public places. Turkish voters are deciding this Sunday whether to expand powers granted to the country's president or keep its parliamentary form of government. And President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has long championed the idea of changing Turkey's system of government from parliamentary to presidential. An apparent car bombing attack on a bus convoy in Syria has killed dozens of people set for evacuation from two besieged towns in the northern part of the country. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Sunday that at least 112 people had died in the attack, with the death toll expected to rise. Most of the victims were believed to be residents of two Shiite villages that have been surrounded by Islamists for months. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Crowds of protesters gathered for tax marches across the United States Saturday to emphasize their feelings about U.S. President Donald Trump's refusal to release his tax records, saying it only proves the president has something to hide. Several people were arrested in Berkeley, California, after dueling protests. Groups threw bottles, cans, and punches at one another.
That's the latest world news from VOA.